Hey, real quick, before we start the podcast episode, I want you guys to check out our new YouTube channel for PT Biz. We are putting out a weekly video on the most common questions that we get, and we are breaking those down in a way that's more engaging, where you can learn better and really focus on one thing at a time. So if you're interested in really learning more skills to upgrade your cash and hybrid practice, head over to YouTube, subscribe to the PT Biz channel, and check out the weekly videos that we're coming out with to help you win in the cash practice game. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Zach Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today I wanted to share a little light bulb moment with you that I had while I was reading last night. So actually, I was reading the pre-sale copy of Built to Move, which is the new book that Kelly and Juliette Storette wrote. It comes out April 4th, so you can go get on the pre-order list on Amazon. It's actually awesome. It's such a good book, and it's something that I feel like if you can just own these concepts that they talk about, a lot of this you guys hopefully already know. But in a more simplified manner, if you can take these concepts and teach it to your patients, like, you'll have patients for life. You'll have lifelong patients, and you'll really help them make true long-term health changes, instead of just helping them maybe just with the pain they're dealing with, in their back or whatever. And that might be why they're there to see you, but if you have this depth of knowledge, it can really help them in other areas they're deficient. Man, it's a game changer. So anyway, back to the book. I was reading it last night. I was reading the chapter on nutrition, basically. It's sort of their approach to that, a simplified sort of basic nutrition approach. And they tell a story in the book about Kelly having a camping stove that could run on a whole bunch of different types of fuel, right? So it could be kerosene, propane, it could be gasoline, right? And they were telling a story about how they try to use gasoline to use the camping stove to heat something up, and it worked for like a minute or so, and then the valve or line to the stove got clogged up by the gasoline. So they cleaned it out, they tried again, same thing happened. So the point of the story was, just because you can burn any type of fuel, it doesn't mean that you should. It doesn't mean that, you know, and their point was, just because you can eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for every meal, it doesn't mean that you should, because it's creating other problems, and some fuels burn cleaner than others, right? Which makes sense from a nutrition standpoint. What I took away from that this morning, I kind of woke up, I was working out, and I was like, oh shit, like, there's no difference there in terms of the fuel that you use for nutrition than, you know, in comparison to the fuel you use to drive you in business, in the work that you're doing. The difficult work of starting, growing, you know, and building a practice, building any type of business, honestly. And, you know, it made me think, and it's something that for the last year, I've really been taking a deeper look at myself and what drives me. And most of what had and still to some degree drives me to this day is not clean fuel. Let me put it that way. It's fuel that was primarily, you know, driven by trying to prove people wrong, trying to, make myself feel like I was, you know, a worthy individual via accomplishments versus, you know, just understanding that those things aren't what other people view as whether, you know, I'm worth being around or not, right? Like, deep shit that is, you know, stuff that really starts early on with family dynamics and interactions you have just growing up, and you make these sort of assumptions for yourself that in some cases can be very detrimental. And in other cases, you know, for me, like, I've used the sort of competitive rage that I would say that I've had for a very long time to put myself in a place where I've been able to succeed in a lot of ways. But what I want you to think about, if you're like me and you have this drive that comes from really fuel that doesn't burn that clean, it leaves other problems along the way. It blocks up the line in other ways, right? It creates other problems that, if unresolved, it creates other issues you have to deal with in your life, right? And when I think of the different types of fuels that you can use to really do something challenging, like build a business, I think you can look at things from a positive lens, or you can look at things from a negative lens. And what I mean by that is, if I look at things from a negative lens, which is what I've done now for a long time, it's, well, so-and-so said I couldn't do this. And, you know, so-and-so it doubted me, or this person dismissed me, or this person's not paying enough attention to me, or, you know, my brother did this, so I got to do more than that. You know, my dad did this, I got to do more than that. And that's not a good place to be honest with you. Like, trying to prove people wrong, being mad, and using that as a fuel to kind of push yourself, that's one way to get there. And honestly, I see a lot of people that I've got a chance to meet that are entrepreneurs in particular. I see the same thing in the world of, you know, athletics, and a lot of the professional athletes that we've had a chance to work with, high achieving, you know, military personnel that I've had a chance to work with. And a lot of it's negative. It comes from a negative place, and it will drive you. Like, it's a fuel that burns real fucking hot. No doubt about that. But the challenge is, eventually, you can't just be mad at everybody. And even if you do accomplish something, like, here's what I want you to think about. Like I had somebody that basically told me there's no way with the business model that we had that would ever be a seven-figure business. And I thought about that a lot, you know, more than I probably should have, as we were building a business that we grew well past seven figures. And after we did, you know, the fuel that pushed me there was that this person basically dismissed me and said that this wasn't possible with the type of business that we had. And when it happened, all I could think of was just how wrong that person was, how I, you know, felt validated that I proved that person wrong. And what a terrible view to hit such a, what and most people consider a very a challenging goal. You know, an important thing to be able to say in business that you've been able to do. Very few people can say that they've done that. And yet for me, it was just, I knew he was wrong. You know, like, that is exactly what I thought. It wasn't, think about how many people we helped along the way, how many people we employed, what kind of positive mission we had where we were legitimately helping people. Like, we're in the business of helping people get over musculoskeletal pain and back to the activities that they love. And the only thing I could think of was how this asshole that told me that I wouldn't be able to do it was wrong. And I wanted him to know. Like, that's what pushed me. And that leaves other issues that you have to deal with. And, you know, I struggle with this somewhat, because I know for my path, right, came from a lot of just negative fuel that pushed me to do things. And some of you, that might be where you're at. And that might be what's driving you so hard. And I think we can be fearful of the fact that if we let go of that a little bit, that our desire to push really hard will go away. And maybe it does to some degree. You know, I feel like it's something that you can push yourself just as hard where the positive fuel, like a positive reason. For instance, if we go back to that same example, you know, if you really think about how many people are in your community that are dealing with chronic musculoskeletal problems, it's stopping them from doing activities that they love to do, which is causing other, you know, health, stress related issues in their life because of a lack of fulfillment and a lack of being able to use their vehicle in life, a lack of health, and how much they wish they could. And yet, you know how to do it. You know how to help them. You just got to get them in your door. You got to get them to trust you. Like, that should be your mission. That should be what pushes you. Not proving somebody wrong, not, you know, one-upping your brother, not, you know, whatever, proving to your family that you're important because of X, Y, and Z, not trying to compete with your friends because they make more money than you. That's just the worst type of fuel. And if that's you, like, I know what that feels like, and it doesn't feel good. And it makes you an angry person. It makes you push and drive and have this relentless desire to succeed, but at the expense of internally just being angry to some degree all the time and being propelled by that. And eventually having to deal with that, because that will only get you so far. And then what? Then what do you do? You know, because if everything that's driving you is based off of proving other people wrong and it's based off of something negative that you're using, you end up becoming a pretty negative, difficult person to be around. So this is, I think, one of the reasons why we see so many entrepreneurs that struggle with balance, with being able to stay in relationships, with being able to have relationships with their friends and family, with being able to, you know, take care of themselves. It's like they need something to push them, and the only thing that they find is competition in a negative way. And I really encourage you to make the shift to something more positive, like mission-driven, fuel. It's the way that I look at it. Like our company, you know, with PT Biz, we help, you know, cash and hybrid practices start and grow, scale those practices, you know, multiple six, seven-figure even practices, all around the country, big markets, small markets, even internationally. Like, it's awesome. It's so cool what we get to do and the people we get to work with and the compounding effect of all the people that they get to help. Like, my mission is to help them help as many people as they can. Because when we started our practice, that was the thing that I eventually moved towards that made me feel really good about all the things that we were doing when I got away from just being angry. And driving to basically prove people wrong. And when I moved more to like just how many people we were helping and how much that was helping their lives, and I realized that when I would meet these people outside of the office, I would see it in the office and it's like, all right, but this is just my job. I would see these people at a restaurant, at a music festival, you know, at something, and they'd come up to me and they'd give me a hug and they'd be like, oh my God, dude, thank you so much. Like, they would introduce me to the people they were with, their family. And it was like, they were so thankful to have been able to work with me. And I looked at it as a business transaction. I looked at it as someone that I was working with because it's what my job was. And that really helped me shift to the fact that, like, man, we are helping people in a tremendous way and driving more towards mission-driven versus proving people wrong made a huge change for me. And now with PT Biz, like, that's all I think about. I think about the, you know, just in our mastermind, we have 200-ish businesses, just between 200 and 215 businesses that we work with every single month on very closely and helping them grow their businesses, and quite a few more that we're helping start in a smaller program or a program for smaller businesses called the Clinical Rainmaker Program. But just in the mastermind, these are people that we have more of like an ongoing cadence with and check in on and actually meet and see a couple times a year. And to hear them talk about their businesses and the people that they're helping and the compounding effect of that. Like, last year, between all those businesses, I think there was something like 20,000 new patients that were seen. No, it was more than that. 30,000 new patients that were seen. And that's 30,000 new patients around the country that were seen by quality, performance-based providers. And they got results. They got things that they were hoping to get. They got back to things that they love to do. They learned how to take care of their body more. They found someone that could help them navigate the choppy waters of the healthcare system. That's a lot of people. If I put that many people into one room, it would fill up a basketball stadium. It would be so many people. And that's the stuff that I think about now in terms of what's driving us. And the net effect of that, by the way, was, you know, our group, that group of businesses generated just under $50 million in combined revenue last year. So yes, they're helping a lot of people. And yes, the business model is great as well. And the net effect of them being able to provide value to people is that they provide them back with value, which is in the form of dollars. That's how we exchange value with one another. So being mission-driven and thinking of like, okay, well, we need to help more businesses, or we need to help the businesses that we are working with hire more providers, because that's one provider that we get a chance to save from the existence of seeing 20 plus people a day and all work comp Medicare people, and then them questioning whether they should have gone to PT school in the first place, and thinking about non-clinical jobs and leaving the career that is so personally rewarding, when all they really want to do is be able to work with people in a more pure manner, see fewer people, have a better work-life balance, and see more of the right people, people they really enjoy working with. What's wrong with that? Like, that's great. That's exactly what I want to do when I started my practice. And now with these clinic owners that we work with, it's like, all right, we're going to grow, not just so you can make more money. We're going to grow so that you can save that person that's over there in that PT mill that you know doesn't want to be there, but would make an awesome staff clinician or, you know, senior clinician within your practice. And then they help more people. It's all about the positive of who are you helping? What does that mean? And what's the mission? Mission-driven fuel is so much better than driving yourself with these goals of just proving other people wrong. And I see it sometimes in people that we work with. And even if it's such a difficult thing to bring up. It's such a difficult thing to say, dude, you got to change what you're doing. You need to pick a different fuel. The fuel that you have, it will work, but man, it could burn you down in the process, because it's not a positive place to start. It's a very negative place to start. And I see it. I see it in people very similar to myself. I see the competition. I see the negative, fuel that is driving them. And even if I bring it up, it's like, you have to be careful in how you say these things, because in one way, they may need to hear it. But another way, they might take what I'm saying to them as just another person they're adding to fuel, you know, their drive in a negative way. They say, oh, Danny told me that, you know, I need to change this, this, and this. He's wrong. Or Danny said this. I think he's just telling me I can't do it. You know, and they'll manipulate things in a way that helps drive them. I did the same thing. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, did so-and-so really doubt me, or did I fucking make that up? Was I so caught up in being successful that I literally skewed a conversation in my own mind to make it more negative so that it would drive me more? That's very possible. I think I question that quite a bit at this point. I definitely know there's plenty of people that told me there were certain things were a bad idea and that I shouldn't do it, but probably not in the context that I held on to it for so long. And just wanting to like prove it to somebody, show it to somebody, you know, like, dude, look what I did. You were wrong. Look at me. You were wrong. What a dickhead thing to do. Like, just think about that for a second. If that's you, and that's, you just want to prove somebody wrong, and then you do prove them wrong, how do you feel after that? Not great. How do you think they feel? Not great. They're going to feel indifferent either way if they really don't care about you or what you do. They don't care. You think they're going to be like, hey, look at me. You were wrong. All right, whatever, dude. I don't care. I don't even remember that conversation. Like, that's how it would go. And in our minds, we think that they're like paying attention to what you're doing all the time, and they're not. These fabricated sort of like, you know, things that drive us, it's just not a healthy place to be. And I'm telling you this, and this hit me this morning while I was working out, and you know, it had nothing to do with this chapter at all. This was about nutrition. You know, this is about getting 800 grams of fruits and vegetables and enough protein. Like, that's what the chapter is about. But the story is what hit me about what fuel you use in the stove and how you can use many, but it doesn't mean that you should, or that they all are equivalent in terms of how beneficial they are, you know, and how they last. I think the other thing too, if you really look at being mission driven, and coming from a place of wanting to help as many people, wanting to lift up as many people within your own company as possible, is that it burns a lot longer. It burns a heck of a lot longer. versus just trying to prove everybody wrong. Now, let's say you hit that goal. Now what? Now what do you have left to drive you? You got to find somebody else that says you can't do something. You got to find some other, you know, pushback from somebody. You got to go look for a fight because you can't fuel yourself. You don't have it in you because everything that you're using to push yourself is coming from a negative place. It's coming from negative interactions versus that mission-driven internal fuel, that fuel that is all about helping other people and abundance and being a positive element to so many other people in your community and your community within your business, your staff, you know, your team. That burns hot for a long time. That's it. And you see these little wins, and the little wins aren't, oh, I proved so-and-so wrong because I was able to do this. The win is, oh my gosh, like my staff member, one of my staff clients, they bought a house because of the income that they're able to earn in this business that I started by helping other people. How awesome is that? They didn't earn it by scamming people. They didn't earn it with, you know, predatory techniques and doing all this negative stuff. They earned it by helping people, you know, get over chronic pain and back to running again or whatever it is that you do. What a positive way to go. What a great fuel to have to fuel you for as long as you want to be in that profession. But it's going to burn a heck of a lot longer than you just trying to use negative influences to push you. And sometimes I wonder if I would have learned this earlier, would I be in the same place? Honestly, I think that I would. I think I'd be in the same place, but I think that I would have gotten here with a hell of a lot less turbulence along the way. With a heck of a lot less pain, honestly, just discomfort. And I think that looking at this in terms of, well, if I lose this negative fuel, I won't be able to drive and push the way that I do. I just don't think that's accurate. You know, I think you're going to feel so much better if you're focused on, you know, driving forward for positive reasons instead of propelling yourself away from negative things. And even if you can't go maybe as fast, it doesn't force you to work quite as hard and as quite as intensely. This is a long game. This isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. And if you sprint there and you ruin everything else along the way, man, it's not worth it. You know, the pace at which you go, it doesn't matter that much. This is a long, long game. So use a fuel that's going to help you get there and help burn super clean and not just have business success, but not burn everything else down in the process, because that's what ends up happening with most people is they push themselves super hard. They end up achieving what they want, and then they look back at all the things that they burned down along the way and they have so much regret. So I hope this helps you. This is something that, you know, I just wanted to share, something that I've been working on for quite a while. And, you know, I hope that you can learn something from this, and you don't have to learn it the hard way like I did. And back to my buddies, go get Built to Move by the Storettes. Not only do I think it's a great book, but I think that they are genuinely some of the nicest people that I've ever met that are really mission-driven, using the right fuel to really try to make a huge health impact on the population as a whole. You know, and I think that's what this book is really for, to help people, you know, take simple steps to really improve their health and wellness. So I think you'll really enjoy it. Go check it out. April 4th, it comes out. Get on the pre-sale list on Amazon and ship it to you, I guess. That's how it works. So guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next week. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time five-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full time. We go through three different strategies that you can take to go from part time to full time, and you can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a one-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a one-day business plan that's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT entrepreneur. And we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.